The way the body is designed, the mind, the emotional body, and the physical body are all highly programmed to seek that which is familiar. So when you start popping into new spiritual realities and levels and layers or new comprehension of something, even science or more earthbound, or new energetic experiences that you can't even define or see, the bodies, the mental, emotional, and physical body is going to seek that which is familiar. Well, for a lot of us, that can be anger. That can be, you know, you've all heard that if you take a child away from an abuser, what happens? They want to go back, or they'll grow up and marry an abuser. You know, we are programs always seeking that which is most familiar to us. So it is a little chaotic changing. So as we're starting to really come into what we've been seeking through all the tapping and journaling and workshops and healers and energy work and reading and spirituality, as we're coming into more levels of that where it's the unknown, you're going to have more of the familiar show up. So the way I handle that is, I know you. You've been part, you know, whatever emotion. I'm like, oh, I recognize you. We've been playing my whole life. I'm ready to feel you and be with you, but I'd like you to know my mind no longer agrees with you. Could anything be more accepting? And see what happens. So as quickly as they're coming up, as intensely as they're coming up, we're going to all get better at quickly letting them go. All right? If it grows more on you, keep tapping to find the root.
I was going to say, with the anger, I mean, just go right into my mental. I mean, just when anger comes up, my mind is just like, it's so quick. And it's really hard for me not to. I mean, it's really hard. So, what would be the thing to do? Tap on.
Yeah, if you feel like you're stuck, you want to tap. That means you're still clearing. But if you're observing it, you know, and if it's the mind, you know, the mind's just such a funny creature, right? Say, okay, go. You get one whole minute, and then it's my turn. But we have a consciousness that observes the mental body. Haven't you ever said, why am I thinking that? Or where did that thought come from?
I understand what she's saying. It's like it's hard to tell if it's rationalization, which is a way of dealing with anger in your head, or if it's observing. I mean, it's hard.
Well, no, observing doesn't feel bad. And looping feels really bad. Mental suffering's real. So talk to it. Work with it. You want to be the one running the show. So say, okay, you get a minute, go wild. Let me have your best shot. And then the emotion will follow. You'll get there. And then say, now my turn. Is that really true for me today? Is there something that I want to know about myself? You know, would you like me to write you out and burn you on paper? Will tapping make me feel better? Will venting make me feel better? But eventually, guys, we're all going to shift to where our higher consciousness is running our life experience, and that will be heaven on earth. But the only way you get there is not in one. You just don't wake up there. You got to do all those practice steps. So you want to get a relationship with the emotional body, which you had a good relationship this weekend. You didn't spew it out. You didn't attack anybody. And the mental body is the same thing. Sometimes it needs space to go crazy and do all that stuff. Say, okay, you have this much time, and then it's my turn. You'd be surprised if you act authoritative with your bodies, they will work with you. It's just when we're unfair or resisting and judging them that they don't. Okay, so try that and see how you do. And if it's not working, then throw in some tapping. I'm never going to get it right. My mind wins. I give up. You know, be dramatic. Be fun. I'm going to go postal and the tapping's not going to help. You know, just really give into it. That's the beauty of tapping. You can go fully into the negativity while you're tapping. Don't do it when you're not tapping, because then you're going to create more. All right? But you really want to start pulling up a level now. Like, okay, let me be with that. Let me feel that. And then it's my turn. And is that really true for me today? Interesting, isn't it?